Welcome back. Welcome back. It's midday with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. We are so happy to be joining you on this beautiful Tuesday, this sports week Tuesday, this Tuesday that has us also appreciative of my man Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
It's good to be here.
And in full form, the Steve Rummage, raucous rummages, whatever is outside, making some noise as usual. Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on?
You know, I'm coming off the Louisville City victory last night. I went to the game last night. Really cool atmosphere out there. Enjoyed the game a lot, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, as did I. As did one of us not in this. We will not mention did not enjoy the Louisville FC festivities.
Well, you said you went. I said I went. There's only three of us in the room.
It was me.
It was pretty simple.
I didn't go.
Simple math.
Just in case anybody was wondering.
Curious about it.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this. Let's just address the elephant in the room right now. This is one of my favorite sayings. It's very important. Steve, I need to talk to you and only you at the moment.
Okay.
Steve, we have been considered a growing establishment. We are... Get rid of those Beats
They're
by
horrible.
Dre headphones, Steve.
Beats are the worst headphones on the planet.
I am so sick of starting shows with you every day. And you can't figure out.
They're the worst headphones. They're the worst freaking headphones on the planet. Seriously. Like, I'm going to start slapping people. Not slapping people, but slapping the Beats off of people's heads. Because they suck.
Beats suck. Run up on them say, why do you have that overpriced piece of crap on your head?
I will open hand slap Dr. Dre if I ever see him. Not punching.
Straight in Compton.
Just slap Dr. Dre.
Smack the Compton out of
him. These things suck.
Maybe it's after he sold the Beats by Dre to Apple. Then they started.
They're horrible.
You're serious about
this,
too.
Yes. No, they're awful. I had nothing but problems with Beats since I bought them. I paid $200-some for headphones. I've had nothing but problems.
Well, that wasn't the elephant
in
the room.
I'm going to stomp them when I finally get that Bose pair that I want.
Golly, I can't believe we don't have a headphone guy yet. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, somebody help me out.
So
he suck.
The elephant in the room that we were going to address is between you and I.
I'm only getting sound out of 1 year.
Don't you feel? That sucks.
I don't know if that's my headphones or whatever. I don't care. I deserve it.
Steve, we've been cheated on.
Okay.
You, I, and an unnamed producer, we're growing this thing together.
Okay.
I tune in to a morning show only to discover that there's a producer with a very, very, very familiar voice.
Right.
Doing something else.
That's fair.
I need to know right now, where do we go from here? This is the relationship. This is the part of the relationship. You and I had this discussion where you get caught cheating, hypothetically, and then you tell her, hey, either let's move forward or let's break up now. But what we don't do is bring it up over and over again. Our producer's been cheating on us with other shows. Now, this is where we go. Do we take out an ad in the paper?
Okay.
For a new producer?
Right.
Or do we just forget about it and move along?
Mm.
Like it never happened. There's a conversation between Steve and I.
Right.
Steve, do we get over this?
I mean, you already knew. My thing is, though, is it's like when you got a friend and they date a man or a woman who cheats on them all the time. Or cheats on other people, and then they cheat on them, and you're like, yeah, bro, like, you didn't know?
Like,
I don't know if you listen from 3 to 6 at all, but, like, Brian's been...
That one doesn't count. That's like, you know, that's like...
Brian's been going out on us for a long time.
Brian, like, so, Brian was so in it. That was like the ex.
I'm almost like, you knew.
I mean, when you got into this, you knew, like, there was the possibility of cheating.
That could happen.
Okay. I personally feel like you guys should be flattered. You know, everybody wants me, so...
This is true.
You know, you got the top priority right now.
And you are the longest tenured with us.
Correct.
You know.
Yeah.
Because Mark didn't start till what, August?
Well, I can say today that I will do every show on
Anything Anytime you say you ought to be flattered is the most unflattering statement a human being can ever make. Well, you ought to be appreciative. You ought to be flattered. You ought to sing my praises. You know what? Then you go to, I ought to tell you to get get the bleep.
That's one way. Yeah.
Hey. But as we move along, again, we had to do the mandatory. Give him our how was that anyway, Brian? I mean, what's the vibe like when you're sleeping with somebody else?
Oh well, you know, it's great. Yeah. except for the early morning.
I bet it is. Yeah.
Except for the early morning. The early morning is a little bit rough.
Well, did you make him breakfast at least?
Muffins, you know. So sad. Picked him up at McDonald's
Pay for a cab?
You did not go out and buy McDonald's and come back.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you can never do that. For the love of God, don't ever leave your house.
That was the ultimate.
Hey, you stay right here. Don't leave.
The walk of shame.
Don't leave any remnants.
The McDonald's trip of shame.
But I'm going to go to McDonald's. No, I'm talking about if you did something like that and say, and people, my wife is listening right now, so don't go, my gosh, Steve.
What a piece of crap.
But I'm just saying, I don't think I would ever say, well, hey, sweetheart, you stay right here in my home while I run up to McDonald's real fast.
Why not?
And I'm going to come back.
What do you mean, Steve?
Do you know there would be selfies with everything in your house? Right?
Steve.
Guys, we could reverse course here.
I think you need to be careful, because what we just heard out of Steve is a slight glimpse into Steve knowing a little too much.
That's true.
About life for us unmarried people.
That's true.
Hey, if you want to talk about cheating on each other, I need to also mention that you all have a basketball pregame show that I do not.
That's fair.
I was not invited to participate in.
I cannot believe that you are not doing the. Okay. You do the pregame show from this closet? Or you enjoy the games at the Yum Center?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily complaining. I'm just saying.
See, we're helping you. Help me help you.
You know, I like the Monday through Friday schedule.
Did you people
nice.
Just hear Steve make a conscious addressing of not being able to leave a lady in the bed while you run to McDonald's because of the fear of her selfies?
But the lady he's referring to is Diener.
Yeah. But I'm referring to
you're
Drew.
You're calling Diener a side chick who will take selfies in your bed to post them while Babe's out going to get my breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can say that. That's kind of where we was going.
You cannot. I cannot believe you just said that. I mean, because it's so factually accurate. You cannot leave anybody in your. Because, listen, let's just take it all away. My comforter set and bedspread and pillowcases, let's just say they're original.
Yeah.
And if you've seen it before,
I can
you're
going to
recognize it on a Facebook post.
I can already hear it right now. I can already hear it. Baby, she went and bought. That woman broke in my
She's
house.
She's a psychopath.
She bought everything.
Just like mine.
Set up a little studio. And she's taking pictures.
You remember I posted the picture of my blanket and my picture on the wall.
And she photoshopped every bit of it. And now she's posting it.
Who knew we were going to be total cheaters on a Tuesday morning? All of us have convicted ourselves of knowing a little too much about the game.
Yeah, this is awful. Can we talk about sports now?
Speaking of knowing much about the game, let's talk some sports. Steve.
Let's do it.
Steve, we had our pregame talk. We had our pre-show talk this morning about what we're going to talk about. I knew that at the beginning of today's show, it was going to be one of those shows where we were going to be forced to look in the mirror. Not just to look in the mirror. We were going to be forced to deal with an eventuality that none of us are prepared for. And just in keeping with the theme of getting caught cheating or getting caught looking elsewhere or something like that. People, I'm going to make a statement and you're going to nod your head and say, he is right. After I make this statement, I'm going to present to you an idea. And at the end of presenting this idea, you're going to nod your head and you're gonna like kind of rub your chin, your scruffy beard, and you're gonna say, "Huh, I don't know, but I need you to know. I need you to help each other out, and I need you to call in." 38-31-93-9 is the text line. 81-50-93-9 is the line to call in. People, we have football at the University of Louisville. We have had successful football at the University of Louisville, especially in the ACC. It's been very, very exciting football. We have had two of the most endeared quarterbacks in Louisville history in the past, 6 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, unspeakable love, adoration, respect. This has been just the best year for having these quarterbacks. Do you realize you have one game left of this quarterback era? Not only do you have one game left of this quarterback era, and I'm talking about Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, one game left. It's time to be the first show to just throw it out there. Do we give Lamar Jackson a going away senior night party? 81-50-93-9. It's time. People, you're going to have to own this. I was watching last night as Donovan Mitchell is just doing his thing. And I tried to do my Marty McFly Back to the Future, and I tried to give Donovan Mitchell a senior night. I watched him with Utah, and I said the only thing that would have been sweeter is if we had some kind of going away party. I did not want, because again, my last thought of Donovan Mitchell in a Louisville uniform was Michigan. Right? That was my going away gift. Like, I wasn't fulfilled at all. And then I'm looking at Lamar Jackson and I'm thinking, Syracuse, running away from opponents last, the Virginia game. Like, what am I going to do with Lamar Jackson if this is his last game against Syracuse? Like, this is going to be senior night.
Well, last game at home. He's going to play against Kentucky.
Senior night, which it's infers last home game.
Yeah. It's like not smart, the last time you're
smart,
ever.
Smart Alex.
It's not the last time you're ever going to see.
When you say senior night, though,
right,
that's
right.
What this is. Steve, I have to pose the question. If you're Bobby Petrino, if you're the University of Louisville, if you're the fan base, do you try to put something together for some kind of senior appreciation, last game for Lamar Jackson?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think so. I just,
oh.
I mean, you think he's going pro for the most
Lamar
part.
Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback to ever play college football.
Maybe you recognize him. I don't think you would do a full senior
night. Right. I mean, also, full senior night is definitely not. I understand what you're saying, not on the table, but if you're a Louisville fan, wouldn't you like to see some kind of, if this is my last, let's just treat this like it's my last.
Well, and if you know it is, now that's the difference. And see, okay. And that's where this question is going to be hard to answer, because if Bobby knows, hey, Lamar's already said, look, I'm going to go, but I don't think that's the case. I think we all pretty much assume he's going to be a first-round quarterback. So that would lead me to believe he's leaving. But I do think there's still a little bit of question there. Like, hey, let me do – I need to check some things first. But I just think it's hard to – because you also don't want to take away from the seniors that have graduated and are doing – and are doing their thing. And
do you think there's a senior that would begrudgingly not want to share their night with – I had to share my night with my senior night with Denny Crum.
Well, that was true.
It was special.
That's true. I mean, but
you don't think they would enjoy sharing this senior night with Lamar Jackson?
No, I mean, I don't. Yeah, sure. I mean, I think they would, but I mean, I'm not saying that. I just think you don't do that to them. I mean,
you don't do that to the singers.
Maybe
is that unfair to the singers?
Maybe what I would suggest if you were going to do something like that is after the game, maybe you put the camera on him or something after a win and just kind of let him wave to the crowd or something. Just
oh,
to
my God. Like, how terrible would that be? Like, people, imagine a game at Syracuse, you know, Papa John's Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah.
And then after the game, Lamar goes out to midfield, holds up his helmet, throws the L's up, and waves goodbye.
But to me,
like, it's going to become real then, right?
Yeah, but see, that would that to me would be something you would do if you know you were going pro. And maybe he will do something. Maybe Lamar will do something Saturday that
will
you'll
that
go,
be up to him to decide? Like,
I think so, man. I think
you
so.
Think he should go to the coach and say, "Hey, I'm a 95% leaving because." I mean, if you're 80% sure you're leaving, you still should do something.
See, if you're 80% gone. I don't know about that. I don't know about that because I think, I mean, that's coaches, and different coaches are different. That's like Rick Pitino wouldn't give a senior night to an underclassman.
That's my point.
He never would.
That's my point.
But I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that would be like Kentucky, and this isn't even shots. It would be like Kentucky having freshman night every year.
Every time you bring up Kentucky.
Yeah.
Don't they?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, they don't recognize the freshmen every year. Like, yeah, well, everybody say bye to them. Hey,
so
see
you're using Kentucky's lack of appreciation for their freshmen as your argument against Lamar Jackson getting a senior night.
No, I just don't. And Lamar's an upperclassman, so I mean, Lamar right. wouldn't even fall into that. But like, I remember the one year Pitino let Trez he didn't do anything, but Trez was standing with the seniors after his sophomore year, and you were kind of like, oh, okay, but Trez came back. So you were kind of like, okay, he's leaving. I remember everybody's kind of like,
are
well,
we allowed to compare Trez to Lamar Jackson?
No, I don't
like that's what I'm saying. Because like, I understand and I agree with the cases that you're making because they're obvious examples of what happened. But we're still talking about Steven, the best quarterback to ever play college football.
But this question is just impossible because you don't know if he's going pro. I mean. If he does a senior night, then yeah, you should be going
pro. I almost
pro.
Think that I'd be better off giving him two senior nights than not giving him one.
I don't think so. Because I think he can always come back and be recognized. He can always.
Oh, no, that's going to happen. I mean, that's going to happen automatically.
I mean, so I don't see it.
Tear people's guts out if he does any kind
well,
of
he won't.
Goodbye.
I'll tell you this, he won't.
He
so
won't do
so
it.
So this is
all
a
hypothetical.
Good topic.
You're saying
this is a good topic and all, but he won't. So
you're saying he won't. He won't.
Oh no, absolutely not.
Why not?
Because they don't have a clue if he's leaving. They're not, and they're not. They're just. They're not going to do nothing. There's
okay,
too
well,
big of a question.
Well, to make another argument, you were in the media press room with me.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a moment when he threw that pass?
Yeah.
To Jalen Smith.
Yes.
And you looked right down the line at let's say seven people we were sitting with the NFL scouts. You looked down the line at seven NFL scouts, and I want you to remember the faces of all seven NFL scouts who were in our reach, and you tell me he's not leaving.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not. No, I've told people that have asked me, hey, Steve, I don't know. I'm like, no, stop. He's gone. The kid's going to be picked in the first round as a quarterback.
Right,
he's gone.
Right.
But.
You cannot miss. You cannot not pick up that kid. Like, even if it's a bust, it's a bust that you're willing to take.
Yeah, but I think if that's the, now, if, because.
What if
it
he goes to New York? You going to cheer for him?
No. No, absolutely not. But
Steve, I'm not doing a radio show with you if you're just gonna be lying.
I don't cheer for Teddy. Why would I cheer for Lamar if he goes to New York?
You say the worst thing.
I mean,
sometimes.
I like Teddy. I want Teddy to do good. I'm happy for Brian Hall that the Vikings are doing
animal.
Their thing.
You are you.
But I'm more upset that the Cowboys seem to have some serious problems. Now
that's controlling your life right now.
I am happy. Now, don't get me wrong. If the Vikings go on a run and Teddy's their quarterback,
As long as the
Cowboys are out of it, I'm going to be all in. Now the Giants, absolutely not. Sorry, if Lamar gets picked by New York.
Oh, no.
That's
you're
your problem.
Okay, if
that's your issue now.
Cowboys are out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is quarterback of the New York Giants.
Who are they playing? That's what I'm going for.
Philly.
Carl, ooh, maybe me and Carl have a watch party.
You're a liar. Kent, thanks for joining us on Midday with Marcus Maven. Start us off, my man.
What's up, Marcus?
Chill.
Hey.
I got to agree with Steve, Marcus. You know, it's senior day for a reason. You know, you got to get there. You got to do your 4 years. We got plenty of time to celebrate what he's done for us and build him a statue or retire his jersey, whatever the case may be. But senior day is for seniors. You know, you can't celebrate your child if they almost get to the honor roll. They got to get to the honor roll before you can celebrate it.
So you think a senior night would be a consolation prize?
It's not a senior. He's done great things, and he'll be honored, and he's definitely revered and loved. But save that for another day. That is senior night.
Kent, listen, I appreciate the call.
Kent, maybe if Lamar, and he may be on track to do this, I don't know. So when I say, if Lamar was a 3-year graduate that come out and said, I'm leaving, this is my last game on here, then I think it's totally a fair ball. I think you give him a full, you bring his mom out, you treat him as one of the seniors.
Even if he says, I am leaving, there is nothing you should do to give him an individual farewell.
Yeah, I think maybe.
So you're saying separated from the seniors?
Yeah, I'd say like after the game. The senior night, I think you give to the seniors. Now, if he's graduated or is on track to graduate this year, which he, I don't
so
think
he's,
he
if
is,
he's
but
if
he could
he's,
be.
If he's mathematically a senior, you can have senior night. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, if he was, but I think it's something
about.
Yeah,
because that's what I'm saying. Are we talking eligibility?
Yeah.
You've had to play 3 years. So technically, if he was a junior with the credits to enlist him as a senior, he could have 2 senior nights.
I mean, I guess you could, but I think it's something like there needs to be finality there. And with Lamar Jackson, he is, while I do not think there's a chance he is the quarterback against Bama, there is question there.
Let me ask you this. Would it help or hurt his draft, you know, buzz if he said right now he's going to turn pro?
I heard it. Heard it. That's why I say. That's why. That's another one. Because why declare yourself out there and let them start picking you apart for 2 more games?
Jeez.
And against Kentucky in a bowl game. Why put that out there? No, just say, no, I don't know if I'm going to come back yet. I mean, I got a lot to do. You can start picking me apart when we do workouts.
You mean like the way Coach Petrino answered the, oh, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
On Middays with Marcus Maven, presented by PapaJohns.com on 93.9 The Ville. And right now, enjoy 3 medium one-topping pizzas for $5.55 each when using the promo code MABEN5.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People. Your last games, my man Steve Rummage has confirmed. I believe Brian Hall has confirmed. Brian Hall, just so we get you on record, last game or not last game for Lamar Jackson? Home game.
Oh, yeah, last game.
100%.
100%.
Steve?
Gotta go pro.
Yeah.
Gotta go pro.
I think so, too. I mean, I don't want him to. I'd love to have you back another year, especially with Bama. I'd like to see, honestly... More than just
one game against Bama, then go pro.
Then leave. Like, I would, but right. I would really like to see Lamar Jackson against Alabama to open the season next year. Now, I mean, I'm with Brian. I think he's gone. But I mean, that is for me the intriguing thing. It's like, because that's always been the question, what would a Lamar Jackson do against Alabama?
And this is the perfect transition into what we were going to have to bring up as far as, okay, at 38-31, 93-9. 8150, 93.9. Should Lamar get some kind of senior night honoring, some kind of farewell, you know, moment. You know, do you think he's owed that? Again, we're still talking about somebody who could really, honestly, in hindsight, be the best college player quarterback that ever played. Like, literally.
I think he would have to come back another year to get that, though.
To get that title?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think if he come back one more year, the record.
So you gave it to Tebow. Why not Lamar?
Well, Tebow was there for 4 years. So, and he won a national title.
at Florida.
Yeah. So
he had a good tight end.
He had quite a bit going on there for him. So
my point being, before I try to be snarky about it, the point being, the Lamar Jackson a year ago, a little short of a year ago, Steve, do you realize that Louisville was in position to take the 4 seed in the national championship picture? And we were actually talking about the matchup of Lamar Jackson versus Alabama. Tangibly, Bobby Petrino and his offense with Lamar Jackson against Bama. We were talking about the kryptonite of Alabama being the Johnny Manziel-ish quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Right, I'm talking about Thursday, 10 to 12, the night before the Houston game.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if we go up here and take care of business.
You were 2-3 weeks away from Lamar Jackson versus Bama. And you know what? The world knew that this was the matchup everybody wanted. And nobody wanted Bama more than the Louisville fan, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Don't let me say anything snarky about the fan confidence from that point to this point.
Yeah.
But you were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you actually lived through that, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's another point. A texter kind of writes in and says, Lamar Jackson has been so undervalued and underrespected nationally. It's almost like that would almost influence me to do something extra for him.
Yeah.
That you would normally not do.
Yeah, because, I mean, right now he's getting, like, zero love.
Oh, man.
And there's nobody out there. Baker Mayfield is going to win the Heisman. I mean, that's pretty much given at this point. And Lamar's going to have better numbers.
They did everything to keep Baker Mayfield in that hunt.
Lamar dang near may not get invited.
I don't think he will.
And I can't come
I
up with.
I don't think he will.
And try to come up with 5 legitimate Heisman candidates right now.
Right. You can't. Get Saquon Barkley.
Is
not anymore. Not now. Cause
he's
got
had
busted.
A couple games where he's rushed for 30 yards since then.
And isn't that terrible?
Yeah. I mean, so he's done. He's out of it. I mean, I heard there's a kid from Stanford, Bryce Love, maybe. there's going to be Baker Mayfield. I mean, you're running out of candidates. I mean, to put in there. And it's like, and Lamar, I mean, hopefully they at least invite him.
Does he go?
Oh, yeah.
Knowing
he's
just there for the tour.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to go.
Because he keep in mind, he's a little different.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't seem like the guy who just relishes the Heisman. We were worried about him doing a little too much, kind of being worn out by that.
But still, you go.
Or does he immediately just go to Florida and start working out?
No, you go because you say, I'm going to sit up here and y'all going to talk about me.
Y'all
are going to show my highlights from this year. You're going to talk about how I'm the first player in NCAA history to throw for 3,000 and
so
rush
it would
for
be
1,000.
Worth it just to go up to New York and have my resume.
Yep.
And then I'd love to see the Cardinal uniform out there.
Yeah. And then you let Kirk Herbstreit and them go, man, how did he not get more talk
because that's exactly what they're gonna say.
Yeah,
like, this is the most underappreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. He absolutely, and for the school, what it would do for the school
just to be on.
I think if Louisville wins
recruiting, like quarterback recruiting, running back recruiting.
If Louisville wins their next 2 games, I think he gets invited. I really do. I think he gets invited, and now I don't think he'll win. Even though I think that's crazy. I mean, unless Baker Mayfield loses his next 2 games or something, which is possible. Can't stand Baker Mayfield. He gets away with everything too.
You have been saying, oh my gosh, you were saying, dude, that in week one.
Yeah.
You were legitimately saying he is a punk. And you reserve usually the term punk is coded language, you know, for wild young black dude. But you were on him punk, you know, with punk references earlier. Yeah. Man. Kevin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Man, Steve touched on what I was going to touch on. I was just thinking, I was like, man, imagine, because, you know, they kill Lamar on ACC boards and stuff. Call him a thug for no reason. The man ain't did nothing wrong ever. Imagine if he'd have had a run-in with the police, running from the police like Baker Mayfield had on video, how we would still hear about it every game.
Right. It wouldn't just be buried. National news that there was a... Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you got to do a Google search to find out about Baker Mayfield's run-in with the police. They just brushed it under the rug like it wasn't nothing. But imagine if it was Lamar.
No, Kevin, I appreciate the call. Again, I give total credit to Steve Rummage from day one. Baker Mayfield is for some reason a protected, guy. Like you need, almost like you needed to get Lamar Jackson and the running quarterback off the nation's radar. It doesn't seem like it was a rush to get him off the radar.
Yeah, because the stuff he does, it's just like, how are you not? I mean, Johnny Manziel didn't act. Now he did off the field. Well, they're comparable off the field, I think. Baker Mayfield's had multiple run-ins with the law.
Right. If you were looking for the new Johnny Manziel, it would be Baker Mayfield.
But on the field, I think Baker Mayfield's did a lot more disrespectful things than Johnny Manziel. Yes. On the field.
And when you do it at Ohio State.
Yeah.
When you try to plant a flag into the turf.
Which I'm all for as far as a team. Yeah, yes. But you can't be the one to do that. You don't see the quarterback being the one. And you could and the problem I didn't like with it was he has the flag at the end. You can tell he's almost like, well, I'm going to do something to get some attention.
Right.
You know, and then just the mouth that he has, the stuff he says, the things he does. I'm like, look, that's fine. And I'm not saying that's nothing wrong with him as a player.
And add this to the Baker Mayfield conversation. You were determined to make Lamar Jackson 100% Bobby system style quarterback video game numbers.
Yeah.
Right? Oklahoma is the epitome of plug in play, run up high numbers.
Absolutely.
With that offense.
Well, that's why Sam Bradford won the Heisman over Tebow.
That's my point.
Yeah, they play him into the fourth quarter up six touchdowns.
Right. You're coaching under you're playing under a coach who intentionally runs up the score, and you're doing it with screen passes.
And I know they were different coaches, but Lincoln Riley come from under Bob Stoops too.
So right.
I
mean, no, we're talking about the system. Yeah, system. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about shuffle passes, bubble screens. And then one or two blasts down the field, right?
Yeah, right.
You have physically watched Lamar be on a field and be the best human on the field. Not only on the field, you're watching Lamar Jackson be the most athletic, special, talented human in all of college sports on a week-to-week basis, regardless of if he wins or not. What he's doing is physically imposing to everybody.
I think the way I like to put it is if you put Baker Mayfield on a team like Alabama, or just a team that's ranked up there high,
right?
He's Baker Mayfield.
Right.
He's as good as he is right now.
Right.
I think if you put Lamar on a team like that, I think we're going, that Lamar Jackson kid at Bama, he's the greatest college football player of all time, hands down. He's a two-time Heisman winner. You'll never see a player like him again, ever. You'll never see a player like him again.
And you know what they'll do? He'll be 12 for 15 and rush for 400 yards.
Right. And when I say that, though, I also want to say in that same breath, I think he's a better passer.
Right.
Playing for Bobby Petrino.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Then he would be playing for Nick Saban. I think he would be a better – look at Jalen Hurts. Has Jalen Hurts gotten that much better throwing the football?
No.
No, he don't.
Lamar has. Even with the wide open. It's interesting you say that because there are so many, passes that he makes that, you know, like Jalen Hurts does not make throws that make you gasp. He's a big quarterback that gets it done. You know, he knows his blitz pickup. He can hand the ball off the right way. Unimpressive.
Yeah.
Very unimpressive. But again, what are we doing here, people? Like I said, are we saying, you know, are we going to massage statistics to make a, what do we need for a Heisman Trophy this year?
Right.
Or do we say the best player in college football?
But you could do that every single year. Right. You go back to that same old argument where it's like, well.
But I'm just saying, he's just so physically, like, he's so special.
Now, to your credit on saying that, this is one of the years where I think this isn't just where you're going.
What did Paul Harney go, 1-10?
Billy Reid said this morning, like 2-8.
Really?
Or something. Yeah.
You see that? Yeah, I didn't hear that, but yeah, I knew it was something ridiculous.
Said Jim Brown was black or something.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
But you didn't know that?
Hey, did you know Jim Brown was black? But no, said
where,
like,
where'd that come from?
Said I heard a rumor. Right. Said, you know, that's one of the reasons he didn't win it. But I mean,
one of the reasons.
it was a big reason.
Yeah, he had bad hands out the backfield.
Yeah, he had some issues. But I mean, this isn't one of the years where you go, okay, Reggie Bush is winning the Heisman, but I think Vince Young's the best player. But Reggie Bush did some things where you were like, I've never seen that before. I mean, you know, this is one of those years where I think there is a real argument where you're like,
what are we doing here?
He's so far ahead of everybody as far as the best college football player that this is almost an injustice.
And the uncomfortable part is we can watch him, right? We never really get this kind of argument against, you know, people who say the guy who runs up the numbers on the winning team is the best player, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is one year where you can say, hey, Lamar Jackson is exciting, he's thrilling, he's athletic, he's all these things, you know, all these energetic things and the things you like to say for the most talent, right?
Right.
But then this is the year you say, and he's also the guy that puts up the passing yards and the rushing yards.
Yeah.
So his statistics match or trump everyone else. Like, you have to look to find the passing yards, and that's the only thing to say. Baker Mayfield, you know.
Well, he's going to outrush any running back that's going to be a Heisman candidate, and he's going to outthrow, I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
Any quarterback.
Right. I mean, there's two statistics that Baker Mayfield passes over 10 yards, you know, plays over 10 yards. Going into last weekend, it was like 197 to 191. That's where Baker Mayfield was edging out Lamar Jackson for plays over 10 yards and like total passing yards.
Yeah.
And that makes you a Heisman Trophy guy at Oklahoma. And if you were going to be fair to anybody, you know, choosing a Heisman Trophy winner, you would say, well, the Oklahoma talent should facilitate winning a lot more than Lamar Jackson's talent.
Yeah. And like, and
even though I don't want to say that as a Louisville fan.
Well, and right now, just
crap, we'll take him to school.
But Bovada right now has basically trimmed the list down to Baker Mayfield, Bryce Love, and Saquon Barkley as the three. I mean, that they're not even taking odds on anybody other than those three.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got a question, guys. Since we're speaking just kind of hypothetically, do you think say we would have won the big games, the games that were on TV, and lost all the other smaller games. Like, say we beat Clemson to NC State, but we still took an L to you know, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, what the hell am I talking about? Wake Forest and Boston College. Do you think they would consider? Do you think it's because we lost on the big stage that people are looking at Lamar Jackson differently, or do you think it's just all around just straight? They don't want a U of L, or not a U of L, but they don't want Lamar Jackson to win the Heisman Trophy twice. Thank you. I'll listen.
Absolutely not.
See, I don't know. I think the way he lost or the way he won it last year, a lot of people, and then Deshaun Watson did his thing.
That's the point.
They basically, it was the, well, no, because I think if Louisville had one loss right now, Lamar Jackson's winning the Heisman.
If he, two losses. You beat Clemson and Florida State, but you lose to Wake Forest and Boston College. There, he's done. He is absolutely not. They're using those two games to say, oh, that's last year. He can't, you know, he's not consistent. He's absolutely out of the picture, out of the conversation. Yeah,
but I think the four losses is what. Now let me give you this real quick, because I told you the three odds, but they still have odds on other players. They're just taken off the board. This is in order. Okay, this is all the Heisman odds. Baker Mayfield, the favorite, Saquon Barkley, Bryce Love. Then it gets down to the guys they took off the board in this order. Josh Adams from Notre Dame, JT Barrett from Ohio State, Lamar Jackson, and Mason Rudolph. That's the odds as of now. So Lamar's still in the hunt. I mean, I mean, but
no,
Ohio
State. That's not the hunt, though.
Well, no, he's in the hunt to get invited. He's not, that's the problem. He's not even in. Don't count out JT Barrett. That's the thing that makes me sick. A guy like JT. Don't count.
Have you looked at the recent playoff projections
and you know who's in?
Belmont beat Vanderbilt?
Yeah, last night.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. but this is the time in college basketball where a bunch of teams get beat and you're like, oh. Oh.
Or win by four.
Yeah. So yeah, or barely beat crappy teams. That's okay. They're gonna be about like 50 tonight. But they so like
boy, you throw those ad libs like crazy.
I know. But here's the deal. The thing is,
I wish we were planning that.
Oh, I'm so jealous of the Champions Classic. Dude.
I know.
I'll just say it right now.
I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to do what I just did. I'm so jealous
of that thing, man. I think that is the coolest freaking concept. It's like a freaking Final Four.
Come on,
it's
Vince.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so Vince, awesome.
Get us in this Champions Classic.
But the deal is they got Ohio State in the playoffs now. like Ohio State's got two losses.
People, do you remember the phrase I used of the artificial inflation of people's resumes? You remember like last year, all I complained about is how they catapulted Penn State up, you know, over, you know, when they won over Ohio State and then dropped Ohio State two spots. And by the end of the year, you had in 5, 6, and 8, you had all Big Ten teams, right?
Right.
You catapult Iowa, you know, into the top six out of Big Ten. Michigan State all of a sudden gets one win, jumps up 12. Steve, has there ever been a 12-point jump in a college ranking this late in the year? Then Michigan State.
I don't think
you
so.
You cannot remember a win.
Penn State last year.
right. Yeah. Only in the Big Ten have you had, you know, these kind of jumps in your rankings. Only in the Big Ten. JT Barrett, they've been trying to force feed him a Heisman Trophy.
At least an invite.
Golly.
Goodness gracious, yeah.
Madison, thanks for joining us on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Glad you said that just now about trying to force JT Barrett a Heisman Trophy, because I want whatever they're smoking to try to put him on top of Lamar Jackson, because I want some of it, because they're feeling right now about that situation. But
it's true.
Yeah, I just don't know how you can watch Lamar Jackson physically, athletically, football-wise dominate every single week on the field, no matter who he's playing. And still, and even Saquon Barkley, at the beginning of the year, I kind of was like, okay, I'm not going to be mad if he wins it. I mean, he's phenomenal. But then he has those couple games. He had, like, what, 39 yards? Has Lamar Jackson ever put up less than, like, 50, 60, 70? I mean, I'd have to go look to see. But
right, Lamar, I mean, yeah, Lamar Jackson's bad games.
And he's playing against Clemson. He's playing against Clemson. Like, that's consistently, you know, top five defense every single year. So you can't sit here and tell me that Bryce Love, yeah, Stanford 7-3, but they play in the Pac-12. Like, the Pac-12, you cannot sit here and tell me that the Pac-12 is better competition than the ACC. I don't care that Florida State was down this year. Like, Boston College was up, obviously. Like, I mean, I can't sit here and believe that you're going to have Bryce Love in your top three when he plays in the Pac-12 just because Stanford's got one more win than Louisville has.
Yeah, no.
You know, I can't sit there and stand that. But he's probably not going to win it again. And I've been saying that, you know, from the beginning, just because it's really hard to win it back-to-back. But when you look at the stats, there is absolutely no way that he should not at least be in that in the top three, four, at least get an invite. I mean, that's just disrespectful.
Right in the mess. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the energy. He's almost out of breath. He's going off. He's ready to choke somebody.
Just going at it.
Stay out of Madison's way. Let me ask you this. How different of a year has Lamar Jackson had versus his last year, Steve? How much worse or better has his year been this year?
As far as him?
Yes.
I mean, I think he's been better this year. I think he looks like a better player this year. I mean, all around, as far as, a quarterback. And I mean, he threw two touchdowns the other day that I think, weren't – I don't know that he makes those plays last year.
Hang on to that thought. Philly Carl, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, man, I was just telling Brian, man, it's like I know people are Lamar fans, I am, but it's like I don't know if folk really watch college football, man, because this has been done before, man, and I give everybody an example. Trevon Boykin from TCU had the best numbers for 2 years as far as rushing and throwing and was killing any quarterback that won the Heisman for them 2 years. You can pull him up on the numbers. He didn't even get a mention. He didn't even get an invite. So it ain't like this ain't been done before. I don't know why everybody acting so surprised. So I take y'all response off the air, man.
No, I appreciate the call. We all thought that Lamar Jackson was just the new Trevon Boykin.
Yeah, except no, I mean, Lamar.
They lost that last game, Steven, and they completely took him off the radar.
Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, I get what you're saying. This has been done before with Trevon Boykin, but Trevon Boykin, Lamar's numbers, I mean.
He was good, though.
He was good, but
did it look more different. System? Did it still look more system to him?
Yeah, and he looked, I'm going to say this. He looked like just an athlete playing quarterback.
Yeah, like
Lamar
Michigan.
Aesthetically. Like Michigan.
Who's the shoestring?
Denard Robinson.
Of course I call him shoestring. Shoelace.
And I'm going to disagree with this has been done before because nobody in the history of the NCAA has done what Lamar's did statistically. I mean, I get it. You can throw Trevon Boykin in there. I mean, okay, Seneca Wallace looked good for a year too. I mean, like we can do that, but nobody's done what Lamar's done.
Deshaun Watson, I mean.
Sucks. John Watson did not do. He sucks.
Oh, man. Are you talking about poke the bear? That's funny. Yeah. Midday with Marcus Maben rolling along. 8150 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.